The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Namaste, Sasikalayu Bhavan. Welcome to another episode of Immigration with Vinay. In today's episode, we'll be giving you an invitation to be part of Festival of Lights happening in Invercargill this coming weekend. We'll be talking about some of the important changes where some of the occupation has been treated for the work visa and specific purpose work visa under level 1 to 3, which means you will able to get most out of your stay in New Zealand. And of course, we'll talk about the other changes which are happening next year and plus taking your questions. Well, sit back and relax, enjoy this song, and we'll see you on the other side. Cheers.
देखो कैसी बातें यहाँ की है साथ पर है साथ ना भी क्या इतनी आसान है देखो देखो जैसे मेरे इरादे वैसे कहाँ तेरे यहाँ थे हाँ कितनी नादान मैं मेरे हुस्न के अलावा कभी दिल भी मांग लो ना हाय पल में मैं पिघल जाऊं हाँ अब ऐसा ना करो कि दिल जुड़ ना पाए वापस तेरी बातों से बिखर जाऊं हाँ माना जमाना है दीवाना इसीलिए तूने ना जाना तेरे लिए मैं काफी हूँ देखो देखो ये जमाने से थक कर आते हो क्यों मासूम बन कर तेरे लिए मैं क्या ही हूँ फिर आते क्यों यहाँ करने आँखों में हो बारिश अब आए तो ठहरे जाओ ना और पूछो ना जरा मेरे दिन के बारे में भी बस इतने में संभल जाऊं हाँ हाँ एक दिन कभी कोई जब भी पढ़े कहानी तेरी लगता मुझे मेरे
the music. Welcome back to Immigration with Vinay at Radio Southland 96.4 FM. Let's talk about the special event which is happening in Invercargill on 8th of November, Saturday, at ILT Stadium. Indian community Southland is organizing Diwali, the festival of light. Like all years, this time it's gonna be again special with the performance from the local, from Southland, as well as from the Christchurch, and you know, out of town performers coming to participate, and of course enjoy the Indian food from different parts of the country and enjoy the performances. And it starts at 11 a.m. So be there, enjoy the music, enjoy the food. It's a free entry event, so it's a family event, so come along with your friends and family and enjoy your time at ILT Stadium on 8th of November for Diwali, Festival of Light. Let's enjoy this music, and on the other side we'll talk about some serious changes in the Immigration New Zealand for the work visas. Cheers.
I'm not afraid to die.
Welcome back to listening to Immigration with Vinay at Radio South and 96.4 FM. There's a big news coming, last week or so about the changes to the occupation recognition. As you know, the NZISCO has been taken, which is Australian New Zealand standard category of occupations, NZISCO. Is now New Zealand is using the National Occupation List, NOL, and that the transition process is there. So for some of the occupation, they'll be considered at a, you know, a higher level as compared to NZISCO. So there's some difference, mostly good. So they've released the list of 87 occupations which will be treated under NOL, and there's a detail of that. Who will be considered level 1, level 2, or level 3, the number of occupations in, you know, in the primary sector, there are technicians, there are other areas where they'll be treated from level 1 to level 3, which would be good to apply for a longer duration of work visa and would have lesser stringent requirement as far as the, you know, the applying for that particular visa type is concerned. You still need to go through the job check and all other things as you would do for level 1, 2, 3, but it's important to see there is a huge variety of occupations which have been taken into consideration for this particular area. So important to concentrate and go through these lists. It's available on immigration website. It's 87. I don't want to get into each and every one. There's a number of them, but quite interesting occupation which have come into recognition, which are more suitable for New Zealand requirement. So let's, if you have any question, happy to get into more detail, but we'll try to put that link on our Facebook page for Immigration with Vinay as well as Immigration Law Advice Facebook page so that you are able to see them. Well, that's a good news, and happy to get in more details if you want to get more information about any specific requirement. Well, enjoy the song, and on other side we will take some of your questions and answers and try to answer them best of our knowledge and ability. Cheers. Thank you.
का घर मोरी दुनिया रज तो से चुन चुन खाइयो मास कागरे का घर मोरी दुनिया रज तो से चुन चुन खाइयो मास रजिया रे खाइयो ना तो मैं ना मोर खाइयो ना तो मैं ना मोर बिया के मिलंगियास खाइयो ना तो मैं ना मोर खाइयो ना तो मैं ना मोर बिया के मिलंगियास ओ नादा
Time to take your questions. This question from Manas coming as a student visa holder doing a master degree, will that lead directly for a resident visa? The short answer is no. Even with the recent changes announced, which will activate in mid next year, August onward, you still need to have a job offer to apply for a residency. The points will make you eligible, but you still need to have a job offer to apply. Once you have a 6 points with based on qualification, you need to have a job to apply for your residency, right? So that is need to be understood clearly. Right, let's move on to the another question with regards to the latest changes to the accredited employer work visa, where number of occupation has been added. Is it something stable or it's gonna keep changing? That's actually a very good question, because it's in the transition mode, and some of the annual occupations have been added, which is national occupation list. So I believe it's gonna be a bit more dynamic. So at the moment, this is only for work visa. Still, for the resident visa, looking at NZESCO. So it is going to be a dynamic thing where they will keep changing the occupation, maybe keep bringing more NOL, which are more suitable for New Zealand industries, and as requested by the respective industry section, where industries who want a more skills which are in short supply. So that's something interesting, but the short answer would be yes, it should keep on changing, in the sense there will be more and more things added. I think for time being they might consider it as is from 1, 2, 3, but they keep changing as the time passes, just like we used to have a skill shortage list earlier, right? And there was an announcement made earlier when I was part of the Nazami with the Minister of Immigration talking, that see, eventually there is an overlap between these and these lists, and maybe in the green list in time to come it might streamline, so some of the occupation in green list may not need to be there, because actually they have two options. So, but without confusing any further, yes, so it seems like it's going to be a dynamic list, will change as per the requirement, right? We got the time for the last question, and which is very common again. I want to come and study in New Zealand. What course I should do which will lead to the job and settlement? It's a very big question. you've asked, Raj, it's not, depends on the background, but generally speaking, of course, like I said, look at the green list first, which are in high demand. Then look at your, of course, if it suits well with your background. If you're coming for a master degree, the thing is you're going to get 6 points straight up and you just need a job offer. But if you are undergrad looking for a bachelor degree, then you look at the, you know, you will get 5 points now with upcoming change. So still need a 1 year experience, which is not too bad, considering that, you know, you will be having 3 years of your in your sleeve to get that 1 year post study work experience. So yes, look at the green list. I mean, talk in general, look at areas in healthcare, look at areas in engineering, teaching. But I always say it all comes down to what is your previous qualification and work experience. If that could, if you're coming for master's, that could complement it. And if you're coming for a bachelor, of course, you need to look at what your areas of interests are. That is important. Well, that's the time we have today. I hope you enjoyed the show, and we look forward to next episode. We'll come up with some new information and exciting updates from immigration and fantastic music. Have a good one. Cheers.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.